The original St. Michael's Cathedral, built by Russian colonists from hewn timbers, was famously destroyed on New Year's in 1966, its eight-bell carillon rendered into molten slag. The church was rebuilt, and recast bells were reinstalled by 1976. The bells have often rung in Sitka since then, but they haven't sounded anything like this. This is a historic recording preserved by the National Park Service. It's believed to be John Williams, or perhaps his nephew Philip Williams, the last in several generations of his family who did not just ring the bells, but played them. It was recorded around 1960.
It's not just ringing one, two. You're using your feet, all of your arms, and two, three chords at a time. So you actually play melodies.
Father Sergius Gerken has been the parish priest in Sitka since May of this year. He says there is an extensive body of musical literature for the bells, which are tuned to Western ears in a C7th chord. The biggest bell weighs 1,400 pounds and sounds the G note below middle C. I'm standing with Father Sergius and Sitka Historical Society Director Bob Mettinger, four stories over Lincoln Street in the refurbished belfry. I'm not totally comfortable in tall, rickety structures, but the rebuilt cathedral is constructed of iron girders and looks reassuringly sturdy. Father Sergius says there is a 1,000-year-old tradition of bell ringing in Orthodox Christianity, much of it musical, especially during services and holidays, and much of it merely practical.
I have my Mickey Mouse watch, and this tells me it's 3:30 right now. Who could afford a clock or a watch except the emperor or some rich merchant? People didn't have one. So the thing was to be able to ring the bells for matins, for midday, any special occasion, or alarm. When there's a fire, church bells ring, everybody congregates. It was the focal part of being able to go ahead and, if a ship comes in, would be able to notify the rest of the people that the ship is in. This gives us an opportunity then to also do something along those lines. Bells were an important part of town.
Between the destruction of the original cathedral and the hazardous conditions that developed in the wooden stairways and hatches in the reconstructed belfry, Sitka lost its tradition of bell playing, but that is about to change. Father Stefan Malik from the Orthodox Diocese of San Anselmo, California, has agreed to visit Sitka in September to train new ringers. Malik himself was trained at St. Tikhon's Monastery in South Canaan, Pennsylvania. Bob Mettinger says it's a chance to recapture some of Sitka's past.
Right now, we seriously are in the throes of trying to recruit ringers. We'd like to get up to four, perhaps one or two more, and reading music is very, very helpful. And so if you think you've got the time, you want to do something quite amazing, have quite a view during your work session up there, you can chat with us on the type of commitment and the time that will be involved. But we're trying to get Father Mihalik up here about the third week of September. I spoke with him Friday. We looked at calendars and trying to work through his schedule. So tentatively, that's the week we're trying to do the training.
St. Michael's would like to find recruits both within and outside of the Orthodox congregation. Mettinger says the Historical Society supports the idea of bringing music back into Sitka's daily life, whether striking the hour or greeting arriving ships. Some barriers do remain. During work to improve the four flights of steep stairs to the belfry, significant rot was discovered in the floor of the belfry itself. Replacing it has punched a $15,000 hole into the project's budget. Mettinger hopes tour revenue of the refurbished tower may cover some of that cost. He and Father Sergius also hope to create a program to allow major donors, even those who don't read music, a chance to play the bells.
Oh, be Quasimodo for a day. That would be great.
Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.